Carnival, Culture, Resistance, and Emancipation. Editorial for August 1, 2024 Emancipation Day in Canada. Carnival, often mistaken as mere revelry and masquerade, is deeply entwined with a history that spans colonialism, slavery, and religious transformation. Its origins trace back to ancient Egypt and Greece, where pagan festivals honored mythological deities. This tradition was later adopted by the Roman Catholic Church and celebrated across Europe before making its way to the Caribbean with European colonizers. The name Carnival itself has Latin roots, with caro meaning flesh and vale meaning farewell, referring to the Catholic practice of abstaining from meat during Lent. However, the festival's evolution in the Caribbean, which is the template for the Toronto Caribbean Carnival, Caribana, presents a story far richer than its name suggests. For example, when Europeans settled in Trinidad and Tobago in the 18th century, they brought their carnival customs, but these were initially exclusive to European settlers and excluded the African slaves who were forced to work on their plantations. Following the emancipation of enslaved people in 1834, carnival transformed dramatically. Freed Africans integrated their own cultural elements into the festivities, merging Canbalé, a night parade initially organized to combat sugar cane fires, with traditional European carnival practices. This fusion led to the creation of a new festival that celebrated freedom and resistance. Former slaves used discarded garments from their former masters to create costumes, parodying the opulent masquerade balls they had been barred from attending. They incorporated metal rhythms and chantuels, later to emerge as Calypsonians, as we now know them, singers who commented on current events with satire and rebellion. These elements marked the emergence of what is now celebrated as the Freedom Fête. Carnival's evolution from a pre-Lenten festival into a celebration of emancipation highlights its profound significance. It spread across the Caribbean to islands like Puerto Rico, St. Vincent and the Grenadines, the Dominican Republic, the Cayman Islands, Haiti, and Martinique, each adding its unique touch while preserving the core spirit of the festival. The same spirit has entered Toronto's Caribana, which, significantly, is celebrated during the anniversary of the Slavery Abolition Act of 1833, which ended slavery in the British Empire on August 1, 1834. Yet, Carnival faced relentless suppression attempts from British colonial authorities. In Trinidad, measures included licensing masquerades, banning drums and flambeaux, restricting stick fighters, and even banning street celebrations during World War II. These efforts to stifle Carnival's exuberance culminated in tragic confrontations, such as the Canbalé Riot of 1881, where police violence against celebrants led to deaths and injuries, epitomizing the struggle to preserve this cultural expression. Despite these attempts to quash it, Carnival has endured. Today, it stands not only as a colorful and lively festival but as a symbol of cultural resilience and unity. Far beyond its colorful parades and music, Carnival represents a profound assertion of identity and freedom, a celebration forged in the crucible of history. Identity and freedom were uppermost in the minds of the men and women who got the first Caribana on the road in 1967. Yes, while the classic street party that is a basic element of Carnival was, in essence, a cultural gift from the Caribbean community to Canada in celebration of the 100th anniversary of Confederation, the direct historical connection to the Slavery Abolition Act, which freed 800,000 enslaved Africans in the Caribbean and Canada on August 1, 1834, was uppermost in the minds of the community leaders in 1967. Even so, it took until March 24, 2021, for Canada's House of Commons to officially designate August 1 as Emancipation Day, a day that is now firmly linked to the Toronto Caribbean Carnival/Caribana. 57 years later, the festival has lost none of its energy and enthusiasm. And why should it? After all, carnivals are great street parties where most social rules of engagement are suspended. It's a time to free yourself up and let the chips fall where they may. It's a grand expression of emancipation. Enjoy the fete!